Chapter 1. Backer and Hill Notary's Office, 12:30 a.m. "If we'd all like to sit down," suggests Cameron Hill, pointing to the desk. Everything feels preordained, each gesture part of a script that has already been written. We are in his office, his little kingdom, a room furnished in an old-fashioned way on the second floor of an elegant building in the city. The heart of London's bustling economy, the square mile, the oldest and yet most modern part of town. A few steps from the Gherkin overlooking Waterloo Bridge, this precious property is the fruit of all his sacrifices. He started off when he was still a kid, doing paperwork for good old Bones at £3 an hour, and today, almost 20 years later, his company can boast the most illustrious clientele in the country. "Please, Thomas, after you," mutters one of those present in the direction of the youngest. A profound sense of exhaustion is audible in his voice. If for Mr. Hill this meeting is the culmination of a brilliant career, for the rest of them it is simply the epilogue of a melancholy farewell. Among the few guests are Rupert Evans, Professor of Applied Physics, retired, William Owen, faithful family butler of the Clark family, and Thomas Clark, only grandson of the deceased. Gathered around the table to hear the last will and testament of Sir Roger Aaron Clark, they accept the notary's invitation in silence and move in unison toward the chairs. Cameron waits until they are seated, then takes out a sealed envelope containing his notes and prepares to open it. Inside is the final will and testament of one of the nation's most valuable assets, but there's no sign of anxiety in the eyes of the heirs. They are certain it will all be left to the boy, except for a nice golden handshake for William to ensure a prosperous old age after many years of distinguished service. Rupert, a long-time friend of the Count, is the only one who is ignorant of why he has been invited. "Perhaps Roger has decided to give me a couple of old books from his collection," he has been wondering more or less since he entered the lift of the building.